All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We are at Foxborough overlooking the practice fields here. Training camp practice is in the books. Tommy Kern will join us coming up around 15 minutes from now. But, Jones, it is time for a local madness.
Excellent.
We go to the Granite State, New Hampshire.
Less excellent.
Dairy, to be specific. No, it's excellent. It is excellent. It's tax-free up there.
Okay.
The air is cleaner. The water is more drinkable.
Sure.
Dairy, New Hampshire, not to be confused with Londonderry, New Hampshire,
the home
of Brian Wilson,
the former
Giants closer. But Dairy, New Hampshire, nonetheless, just minutes away from the Massachusetts border, as something out of legit nightmares happened to somebody in their apartment. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, a snake like that? I don't even like the little ones. Never mind the big ones like that.
Chuck Van Coppenall
is... Okay, let's stop right there, Chuck. Thank you very much. So we're dealing with a snake story, Jones.
Yeah, they did not bury the lead on this one whatsoever. They can't... Right in your face, they let you know it's a snake story.
And like me, doesn't even like the little ones.
No.
Don't even like... I don't mess around with the little ones.
No.
The big ones. He's dealing with a big one.
Yeah.
What he's got on his hands.
I don't even like the little ones. Never mind the big ones like that.
Chuck Van Coppenall is, well, a little spooked.
When you see how big this snake is.
I can't believe how big that was. Wow. I think I would have heard it or something.
But after Derry police say they found a 5-foot python inside the bathroom of his neighbor's upstairs apartment, do you blame him?
I'm glad it was up there, not down here.
All right, hold on a second.
His neighbor's apartment?
Neighbor's apartment. A 5-foot python. Now, people do have pet snakes, which I think is wild.
Oh,
I don't get that. That's just a different...
You ever had any friends who have had a pet snake?
Yeah, there was a kid on my football team in college had a pet snake. And I was always terrified that they were going to, like, one night get really drunk and be like, Keith's going to die if we, like, put it in his room and, like, let it loose.
Thankfully,
they never did. Like, I really
good
respect
friends.
Him.
Those are good friends.
The kids were a maniac, but I was like, but he never did that.
Stand-up guys.
And, like, they would be like, hey, we're gonna feed him. Does anybody want to go down and watch it? I'm like, no, I don't.
Eat it, Mitch. Eat it.
But then I think this kid like burned it with this heat lamp a little bit. Then he had to like rub a cream on it for a while.
What is this,
like,
Blue Mountain State?
He had to take it to the snake vet. They're like, you idiot, you left the heat lamp on him too much, burned him a little bit, and he had to rub like lotion on him.
Man, I didn't realize that
too much upkeep.
That could happen to
but then they're just like in a tank. So then anytime you went in that kid's room, you're just like, there's a snake over there in that tank.
They're something
like,
yeah. in here that could murder us all.
Yeah. At any minute.
Yeah.
Oh, just terrible. So anyway, but yeah, 5 foot. This kid didn't have a 5 foot snake.
Not that who among us?
Not that I know.
Yeah,
of.
I mean, right.
But no, if I saw that in the apartment building, I would have to move. I would be like, I'm sorry, I don't care what what my monthly rent is. I'm sure I gotta go.
Okay.
I gotta go now.
All right.
I'm glad it was up there, not down here. It might have hurt my cat. Yeah, that's her. Hey, you're on TV.
She's ready to go after the python.
The woman who lives upstairs
Hold on a second. If you had to describe New Hampshire in one man's voice,
it
would be that guy.
That's it right there?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, I would say so. He's pretty New Hampshire.
That's kind of the whole, you know when you hear it sort of thing.
He's like, oh, my cat's famous. Hey, look at you. You're on TV now. And yes, to answer that guy's question, the 5-foot python would have for sure eaten your cat.
I don't know.
But eating the guy for all we know.
Well, the cat might eat.
What's his name? Chuck Klosterman?
The cat might eat the guy.
Well, if the guy dies,
yeah.
The cat wouldn't kill the guy. The snake would kill the guy.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd work together.
And the cat would eat it. Yeah.
The cat would be like, you're going to eat all that guy? He's like,
I'll take the life. He fed me for years. He loved me. He fed me for years.
Right.
He cleaned my litter box. But I'll take a bite.
I'll eat him the second he goes cold. Yeah. All right.
Hey, you're on TV. Yeah.
She said she's ready to go after the python.
The woman who lives upstairs had called officers terrified and looking for help.
Snakes can crawl into all kinds of crevices and what have you like that. So
officers called
Chuck. True. All kinds.
All kinds.
Think of a kind. I bet it can. Like, oh my God. He's like, I'm surprised. He's like, so it wasn't like a pet snake, or at least it wasn't this woman's snake. So basically, this guy's telling the
probably
story.
Probably someone else's pet. I'd have to imagine.
I guess.
Maybe a long time ago. It snuck out through the sewer or something like that. Next thing you know, it's been feasting in the wild. But
it made it upstairs?
At one point, that thing was a pet. Had to have been.
How'd it get upstairs?
I don't know.
Can they do stairs?
Yeah.
Snakes can go upstairs.
Probably. They can crawl up trees and stuff. You don't think they can do stairs?
Well, trees, it can kind of wrap itself around the
banister.
Wrap
itself around the banister.
No.
Yes.
Billy, can snakes go upstairs?
I would assume.
100%.
Yeah. What?
I would
so we're not even safe upstairs? So you think? So all these years, you think if there was a snake on the loose, you'd just run up some stairs and you'd be fine?
Yeah,
I imagine it could still get you.
They slither on their bellies. I would think I'd be fine up there.
I don't think so.
So they just go like up and, oh, that is horrifying.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, my God.
Really? You never think?
I wouldn't think they could do stairs. I mean, they're normally outside.
Have you never
outside.
Seen, like, I know these
First
are
all, we're, stairs outside.
I know these are different species, but you never seen, like, a dancing cobra? They're standing up. Like, they could get up some
dancing
stairs.
Dancing cobra?
Yeah.
Like the snake?
Yeah, like a snake charmer dance.
I can
like,
see
them grooving along. They're holding themselves up. They have a lot of ribs.
Well,
they're
there's
all,
the guy with, like, all, a piccolo, maybe.
They're all ribs. They're very strong.
They have ribs?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's
well,
their
might
bone
find
structure.
Out more about that later
I think they have ribs. Say it again.
You might find out more about that later in this.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, how about that?
Thank
there
you. No,
there you go.
I couldn't even click on this. As soon as I saw it was a 5
Keith knows nothing about this. Keith is finding
know.
Out about this story as we go. Yeah.
This is a new story to me.
Snakes can crawl into all kinds of crevices and what have you like that. So.
Officers called Chuck and the other neighbors, but it definitely didn't belong to any of them.
He wanted to make sure before he did anything with it that it wasn't my pet. Well, first of all, I wouldn't have any snake as a pet.
Thank you.
And I definitely wouldn't have a python.
So okay. How in the
check,
world
check.
I'm with that guy.
Sorry, go ahead.
There. Kevin McCurley, owner of New England Reptile Distributors in Plasto, says snakes are all spine and muscle, so they can compress themselves.
It's a possibility that that ball python could actually go down a toilet, go down into the waterways, so it only has to hold its breath for a little period of time.
However, it got
that's
there,
insane.
Chuck says.
I also just said this before. That's probably how it got into the house.
So this guy holds his breath, goes into the toilet, goes through the pipes, and then comes out of another toilet?
Yeah, they're a miraculous species.
I guess so. They've survived millions of years.
They're all spine and ribs, and they can crawl through
but
the toilet.
They don't even know
like 5 minutes ago, yeah.
They got to hold their breath.
Yeah.
He's like, hold on, I'm going in. Goes down through the thing, and then he lands upstairs.
Sure.
But what he says is he went through the toilet. He didn't even take the stairs.
Well, that's what I said. Well, that's true. That's a good point. You do have me there.
Is there an elevator in the building?
I said this a while ago. I bet that was somebody's pet at some point. It probably escaped through a toilet years ago and has now been just living off rats and mice and whatever else it could find.
It's gross.
And it finally got caught. He was on the lam.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
However it got there, Chuck says that he's just glad it didn't end up at his place because he certainly doesn't trust a snake.
Well, even if it's friendly, it can cause a lot of problems. So I'm glad they got rid of it.
Okay. I think that's great words to live by. Even if it's friendly, it can still cause a lot of problems. That's really the plot of most movies. Even if he's friendly,
cause
a lot of problems.
Most movies, and specifically most snake movies.
Anytime there's a creature in a movie.
Yeah.
Or like an alien, like E.T., friendly.
Yeah,
causing
friendly.
A problem.
Oh, a lot of problems.
Causing all kinds of problems.
Well, even if it's friendly, it can cause a lot of problems. So
that's the new stay positive, stay strong, Joshua Adams.
So this is what I am wondering, though. So not only has it been alive for who knows how long, probably formerly somebody's pet,
decades.
But specifically in New Hampshire, though.
Yeah.
Like, that is rugged terrain, Keith. How's Derry?
Well, Derry's a good spot.
Yeah.
I mean, they got trees. That's a little bit of a town, though. It's not like a tiny little town like I grew up in. But it's not like a metropolis like Manchester either.
It's not surviving on popcorn from the popcorn stand.
No.
It's going to have to go out and hunt.
It's not terribly far from Goffstown, though.
Okay. Oh, well, so maybe it is.
Yeah, not terribly far.
Interesting.
A snake could get there. A snake could get to Goffstown, no problem. If you knew which way he was going.
So local madness.
Local madness. So keep your head on a swivel. Did they end up? They got it though, right?
Yeah,
they got it. So okay.
Yeah,
but there could be more.
Oh,
where there's one, there's more.
There could be many of these. I think is the real lesson here. Yeah, you get one of these for a pet.
People think
they can just release it into the wild. I can't take care of this anymore. I'll just release it into the wild. It'll be fine.
Probably got it during COVID. Thought it'd be fun. They're like, I'm back to work.
Or maybe it escaped.
Let the snake
out of its cage. Maybe it had been burned one too many times.
Snake out of the cage. Is that what he says?
Snake out of the cage.
Okay. Exactly. And let the snake out.
Great. Gotta let it breathe sometimes, Keith.
Yeah, I get
you know?
It. Yeah.
You know? Can't just leave it cooped up in there at all times.
It's got to get a little bit of breeze.
A little bit of sunlight.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Not too much.
Oh, no.
Otherwise,
no, for sure
it burns.
Yeah. But yeah, some. Okay, so that is the madness.
Yeah,
Keefer Madness.
Good stuff.
Every Tuesday, most Thursdays here on Jones and Keefe. We are live today from Patriots Training Camp Day 6 in the books. We'll get an update on all things Pats. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, will join us on a Tommy Tuesday a little later than normal, but to join us coming up next here on WEEI.